Richard, that was the very least you deserved tonight, I thought.
I thought it was an outstanding effort from the team. Third game in 6 days, another heavy pitch. I thought we were outstanding. And as you say, a point was the least that we deserved.
Dominant, I thought, for the second half until the goal, which came almost out of the blue.
I don't think you can ask your team to play too much better than that, to be honest, in both the first and second half. And, you know, just to be fair, we're just waiting to take the lead and keep looking as though we're going to take the lead. And then a mad 2 minutes, you're 1-0 down and down to 10 men. But, you know, fantastic effort to pull it back and not only draw, but try and win. So, an important point. I thought it was a really good game considering both teams have had 3 games in 6 days. And, you know, they're on the right track. There's no doubt about that. But we can... I'm incredibly pleased with the efforts of the players tonight.
On an atrocious night as well.
Yeah, windy, but we played some terrific football. And also with, you know, the changes make us look totally different in terms of what we're capable of doing as a threat. You know, first half I thought we were strong, held it up well and moved it and just couldn't quite make the breakthrough. And then, you know, Kaikai and Chidozie came on and, you know, they both showed us that they've got a lot of potential. And, yeah, they're going to be interesting to work with, I think, over the next coming months.
It shows within the squad you can play in so many different ways in terms of shape.
Yeah, look, we've struggled a little bit against 3-5-2. But I think as the season's gone on, we've found our feet. And we look as though we found a way that can not only make us secure, but give them problems. So that's pleasing. And, you know, if you look at the 3 games that we've played in 6 days, you know, the first game against Shrewsbury was very much a disciplined, organised effort to make sure we got something out of the game. Yeah. We go to Mansfield and play totally differently with 4 elusive, fast front players. And tonight we've come here and played with 3 centre-forwards in the first half and changed it as the game's gone on to a little bit more pace and a little bit more trickery. So, you know, I think it shows the options that we have in the group, and it's obviously as the manager, it's a nice thing to have.
If you're going to get a late equaliser, get it in front of the travelling fans as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak highly enough of them travelling up here on a night like this, Friday night, last Friday before Christmas. We've all got stuck in a bit of traffic, and, you know, it's not an easy place to expect people to come, but they were fantastic. And, you know, I think they know that they've seen a real sterling effort from their team.
And sets you up nicely for, I hope, Richard, a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, look, I think we're comfortable that we're moving in the right direction. We'd like a few more points than what we have because, you know, we'd like to be challenging, but, you know, we just keep trying to get as many points as we can and get as high as we can, and then come the new year, let's see what happens. But, you know, we've now got 3 fantastic matches to look forward to. Southend at home, Boxing Day, 1 o'clock. You'd expect it to be pretty much a full house, I think. Yeah. We'll probably take 2,000 to Stevenage. And then the third round of the FA Cup, which just gives us a little bit of spice and, you know, probably another full house. So, you know, really good atmospheres to play in and something to look forward to, not just for players, but for supporters as well.
Thanks, Richard.
Pleasure.